I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day, welcome back to the Solo Nick podcast for another week, Sunday the 2nd of June 2019. Round 12 is done, the State of Origin Wednesday night, looking forward to that one. And we're coming into the period of the season where players are going to be rested and injuries are hitting and there's one more bye to plan for, and it's Supercoach carnage all over the place. It's a really interesting time of year, but good to be involved. You know, best time of year for players who are playing for overall to cement their positions and use some strategic moves and some strategic thinking to get ahead. Only four games this week, obviously, so podcast will probably be a little bit shorter than usual. Busy weekend for myself, been up in Brisbane, ran the marathon up there this morning. So I saw the Thursday and Friday night games. I didn't see last night. I saw a little bit of today, and I don't have my notes in front of me, so I'm just going to be working off the actual scores from NRLSupercoachLive.com. And obviously game day on the official website and NRL Physio's Twitter account for all the injuries. Well, just a reminder, we've got one more week to go in our competition. We will announce the winners on next week's Sunday night podcast. So we have two bar fridges to give away thanks to our friends at Haier, HAIER.com.au. So all you've got to do to win these awesome Haier bar fridges is just tell us in 10 words or less what annoys you the most about winning. Those who listened to the show last week would have heard winning on the podcast reading out some of the replies, and it was it's all in good fun. He's fine with it, so don't stress about that. Send them through to solonickpod@hotmail.com. That's solonickpod@hotmail.com. For your chance to win one of two Haier bar fridges, winners will be announced on the show next week, like we said, and then I'll get in touch with you via email. So that's thanks to our friends at haier.com.au, haier.com.au, bar fridges, white goods, air cons, you name it, they make it. Right, let's jump into it. Let's see what did the Duffel Bag Boys score last week. Last week we had a 12.47. Which is obviously slightly below par because we dropped 146 spots and we're currently in 712th overall. So from the dizzying heights of being in the top 200, we've dropped a bit, and I dare say we're probably going to drop again this week, because this week I'm sitting on 720. And judging by our Young Legends League, you know, where most people are playing for overall and have been planning for the buys, etc., etc., I've added all the scores up in there, and the average score in that league is 784. So, Copes, shout out, 955. Most other people in the 7s and 8s, Wenin and I were the two low scores this week with 710 and 720 respectively. So I'd say it's somewhere around between 780 and 800 seems to be about where you need to be. So unfortunately the boys are in free fall, and it's thanks to the likes of Jared Croker. 25 points, just stupid. I will never select him again, and he's my first player traded this week. I don't care who I'm trading him for, he's gone. Along with his mate Hudson Young, he looks like he's going to be suspended for 5, 6, 7 weeks, who knows, thanks to an eye gouge. So I'm thinking Hudson Young to Nuff, actually, dual front row, second row Nuff, which would allow me to trade Croker with Corey Allen's dual to RTS, or I could maybe just decide on Masters. But I'm keen on getting RTS, Masters, and the like in sooner rather than later. Some of the hits this week from my team, obviously Tamalolo, he's the one, 117, had him as captain like most people would have. CNK 65, Mao 64, Gutho 62, they were my only scores above 60. Like I said, Croker 25, brought Fergo this week 37 with a try. Jesus, what a joke that was. Look, played injured for most of the game, to be fair to him, but still, luckily he's only going to be my fifth or sixth centre wing, so that's not too bad there. And then Corey Allen, this move to fullback's done nothing for him. 18 points, he's just trash, absolute trash. Corey Allen, in terms of Supercoach, not an option. But he's not making any money, so there's no real point trading him out because you're not going to make any cash. Just remember, obviously, one point to know before we get into some of the other scores this week. State of Origin, obviously, on Wednesday night. Go, Queenslander. The games are on Friday, so 2 days later. So you've got the Rabbits and Knights, the first game Friday. So less than 48 hours later, we're going to have Cameron Murray, Damian Cook, Clemmer, Ponga, all hoping to back up. And then the late game there is the Tigers and Raiders. So they're not too, there's not too many Supercoach relevant Origin players in those sides, I don't believe. I mean, obviously Nick Kotrick and Whiten got selected from the Raiders, but I don't think they're particularly relevant. But it's for me, it's Cook, Murray, Clemmer, Ponga. We're going to have to keep a close eye on those team lists come late Friday, in particular the forwards, obviously, if they play big minutes in Origin. It's a tough ask to expect them to back up 2 days later. So save your trades until as late as possible. This week, Warriors Storm is the early game Saturday. So the likes of Munster there. Just make sure you keep an eye on that. You got Sharks, Eels, Cowboys and Sea Eagles also on Saturday. So again, Trebojevic might be one to watch there for Manly, see if he backs up. The guys on Sunday should be okay. And then the Bulldogs and the Dragons on Monday should definitely be okay. Some interesting late team selections this week, obviously. Referring to the first game of the weekend, Panthers and Manly, obviously Kickow was a late withdrawal from that game, which was good for non-Kickow owners like myself. Manly got the win. Some pretty decent scores there. To'u, 56, all in base, 19 runs, 5 tackle busts. Nice score there, boy. Liam Martin, 85 with a try, looking good. Fisher-Harris, 78, all in base, made 54 tackles. Missed 8, but still made 54 tackles. Good option. A good buy round score there for Fisher-Harris, bouncing back over after a few down weeks. Came in with a BE of 76, so he's still going to be around 520k. The players from these 8 teams, though, they're not really relevant trade-in options now, because obviously they're going to have their buy in a few weeks' time. So it's more relevant, I think, to talk about the players from these teams who were all planning to sell. To'u not being one of them because he's only had one price rise coming off a negative 19 BE. He should jump up to about 230, 240K and probably still have a negative BE this week. So he's one to hold, and then hopefully there's a downgrade option in 16 that plays in cover for an Origin player. On the Manly side of the ball, Fanua Blake was huge with 103, 5 offloads, all of them effective, 7 tackle busts, monster game. Anyone who locked in the VC loop on him completely understand why you did that. Reward for those who have held Waddell, 65, nice score there. Marty Tapau, underwhelming, 54, came off early, and took a knock to the knee, it looked like. Not what you want in a bye week, a 54 for Marty, but it's not the end of the world, I suppose. Dylan Walker with the 47, line break assist, solid enough. They're going to make some cash, and he should make a bit of cash and be an option there to sell in round 16 or 17 as well. Cade Cust, not really particularly super coach relevant in the long term, but going to have a huge price rise this week. Came in with a BE of negative 40-odd and scored 75, which is massive. Second game, Para versus South. Scutho managed to get across the line for a 62, thank God. Sivo keeps on scoring. Bloody hell, it's annoying. 57. Spoke about Fergo already. Mitch Moses just keeps getting it done. 3 try assists, 5 goals, 110 points. Nice. Reid Marnie paid dividends for those who have held him through with a 64. He can go now to Cameron Smith this week. Not Robbie Farah, not an option. Go for Smith. Manu Ma'u, 64, solid, 19 runs, 32 tackles. Played the full 80. I'll take it in the centre wing. Beautiful. Although Nathan Brown is expected back this week. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. Corey Allen, less said the better. Just atrocious. Hirotti with a 30-odd with a line break. What else happened for Souths? Billy Britton, he's only on 73 here. Sorry, on 53 here, but I'm pretty sure he updated significantly up into the 70s, which is very nice. Very nice score for those who went with him as a backup to Cook option. Burgess, don't know what to do about Burgess. He's my 18th man at the moment. You know, if I've got a full and firing team and no one's been rested and no one's injured, Burgess is on the outs. Totola scored a try with a line break. Well done to those who held him. 68. Right, Doggies and Raiders, let's go. Montoya, 93, irrelevant. Tolman, 59, not too bad. Solid on a bye week. Minutes were slightly down, though, 56. CHN, nowhere to be seen. Late change from Dean Pay there to get him out of the side for some reason. Reece Martin only played 29 minutes off the bench and scored 25. Imagine if something happens and he gets the starting spot back. He's going to be close to 400k this week. Just imagine if he can get that spot back. On the Raiders side of the ball, we said Nickel Klokstad before. He was okay. Havili, solid for those who went with him, had a TALB. Tarpany only played 36 minutes. If for some reason you're like went in and you went for Tarpany coming with a price of 390, a BE of 99, if you for some reason went for him, I don't know why you would. Bateman, 79 with a try. He's the top centre wing, and he's even at 590, 580k with a bye coming up. We're probably going to have to work out how to get him in sooner rather than later. And Hudson Young went mid-50s. Oh, but like we said, looks like he's going to be suspended for 5 to 6 weeks due to an eye gouge. So he is a definite sell this week. All right, last game today, Titans and Cowboys. What a finish. What a finish. Great defending by Kahu and Kyle Felt there, putting their bodies on the line to get the win for the Cows. Dale Copley crossed the line again for a 60 with a BE of negative 24. Foduaker, 70 with 20 runs and 35 tackles. He's got one offload there. Very nice for those who jumped on him as a buy round option. Cardi Party's well and truly over. Had a BE of 25, scored 23. He's made a bit of cash. He's done okay. Move on. On the Cowboys side of the ball, what more can you say about Tamalolo? Had a dubious try with a line break, but still. Line break assist with a lovely offload following 2 tackle busts. 7 tackle busts in total, 4 offloads. Hopefully some of those will update. 28 tackles, 19 runs. He'll probably finish 120, 125, which on a bye week, you know, you've a lot of people captained him, I know. But, yeah, very nice. Very nice indeed. Not much else more relevant there doing for the Cows. Jake Granville, a few people were talking about him. -2 BE, scored 66. Nicely done for anyone who went for him. But from here on out, it's got to be the Cookie and Smith show. In the hooking position, I think. Right, couple of injuries. Not too many particularly relevant. Kahu got absolutely smashed in that tackle in the last minute. It'll be interesting to see how he goes. Left shoulder injury there, was in a sling after the game. Gillian Gallup-Mosby, fractured collarbone, it looks like. He'll be out for a month or two. And I'm just going through, like I said, the NRL Physio Twitter feed here. I haven't had a chance to collate it all. Kerrod Holland, injured in reserve grade. Pretty irrelevant. Looks like Luke Keary is going to miss the next 6 weeks. So, bit of news there. Tim Grant, pec tear. He's probably gone for close to, he'll go close to the end of the season off the back of that injury. We spoke about Bateman earlier, returning early from injury. Good to have him. We spoke about Tapau, knee injury there. Hopefully he's okay. Kikau, like we said, was a late withdrawal due to illness. We said Nathan Brown is coming back this week for Para, so that's good to see him back. I think Tommy Turbo's suspected back this week as well for Manly, so that'll be, it's an interesting dilemma there for super coaches. Obviously, we've all got Teddy locked in at fullback. Most people should have Ponga in 5'8". So it's the RTS Turbo question, I suppose. Turbo with the bye coming up and the potential of Origin as well versus RTS, who's had his bye and should play every game for the rest of the season, barring injury. So that's a tricky one there. I'm probably going to go RTS, I think. But we all know what Turbo can do. He's an absolute beast. All right, I think that's I think that's it for this week. It actually went for a fair while considering there was only four games. Like we said, enjoy Origin Wednesday. Remember who's playing Friday, and there's the definite possibility, certainty of players either being rested or playing limited minutes. So you've got to keep an eye on team lists. You've got to make trades late. And we'll move on towards round 16. Like we said, all these teams that played this week, people from those teams can all be sold if you don't see them as genuine end of season keepers. Like I said, I'll be selling Croker and Hudson Young this week as soon as lockout is finished. Okay, guys, thanks again. Remember the competition, chance to win two higher bar fridges, 10 words or less. What annoys you about winning? Send it through to solonickpod@hotmail.com. See ya.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.